Logo, Hallmark Media. At the foot of a mountain, snow blankets a neighborhood.
I grew up in a very special place. Every December, our block was transformed into a Christmas wonderland, and my parents started it all.
A little girl wakes up.
It's Christmas! It's Christmas! Mom, Dad, wake up! Wake up, get up! Where are they? Fine, I guess I'm going to open all the presents by myself. Here I come. Oh, I hope Santa came. He came!
In the living room, she rushes toward gifts.
Merry Christmas, sweetie!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Can I open my presents?
Oh, not just now, honey. We have to go.
We have a lot to do before the carnival this afternoon.
Yeah, but what about Christmas?
The Christmas carnival is Christmas, sweetie. We have put so much work into it to make it special.
Yeah, but you've done so much already.
But we have to salt the sidewalk, light the lamps.
Check on the backup generator.
Good call.
Come on, sweetie, don't pout. You know how important the carnival is. It's our responsibility.
Our duty.
Our duty.
Yes, our duty to make it perfect.
Can I open at least one?
Of course.
Oh, I think I know just the one. Here, open this one.
Wow, a camera?
Maybe you'd like to take pictures of everyone at all the events today to keep a record of how happy everyone is.
You'll be our official Christmas photographer.
Like for fun or for my duty?
There's no reason it can't be both, dear.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas.
Let's go.
Okay. Get bundled up, dear. Come on, meet us outside.
My parents tried their very best to instill their Christmas spirit into me. But when you're 7, you have other things on your mind.
A young boy approaches her outside.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. You'll never guess what he brought me this year.
What?
I got the entire Frank Gehry Lego collection.
Who's Frank Gehry?
It's Gehry, and he's only the greatest architect of the 20th century.
Well, that's cool.
What's wrong? Didn't he get anything good?
Just this.
A Polaroid? Cool.
Yeah, wanna test it?
The kids snap a selfie.
That's so cool.
Yeah, except my parents are going to make me use it to take pictures of everyone else at the carnival.
That sounds awesome. Can I help?
Sure.
As the Polaroid develops, the boy looks at their smiling faces. He holds the photo up.
Can I have this?
I guess.
He carefully tucks the photo in his pocket.
Let's go. I'll help you get people together, and you can take the picture. It'll be fun.
Race me there.
Every year I'm faced with the same question. Is Christmas merely the longest to-do list of all time? Or is all that work actually fun? Maybe this year I'll find out.
A title, Haul Out the Holly. On a city sidewalk, a woman carries a stack of gift boxes. She smiles as a man stops to help her retrieve a dropped package. Text, Lacey Chabert, Wes Brown, Ellen Travolta, Peter Jacobson, Carrie Morgan, Eliza Hayes-Marr with Melissa Peterman and Stephen Tobolowsky. At an apartment building, a neighbor opens the door for the woman. She climbs a staircase and enters her apartment. In the living room, a man plays a video game.
You got guys coming left. Coming left. You gotta call them out, you guys. Come on, they're breaking in.
Dan?
Left, you guys. Oh, you gotta call that out.
Dan, what are you doing here?
I live here.
Oh, I thought you'd be at work.
No, I took a personal day.
Isn't this a busy season?
Yeah, that's why I get so stressed during the holidays.
Well, don't look. Don't look.
Hold on, guys.
No, I said don't look.
That's like saying don't think of tigers. I mean, the first thing you're gonna do is think of tigers.
Ugh, I wanted all this to be a surprise.
Wait, this is for me?
Yeah.
Like all of it?
Yeah, I went a little crazy. I know, but don't feel obligated to go crazy on me.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't be. I would be upset if you got me something nice, but...
Truth be told, I'm not that big into presents.
Getting them or just giving them?
Giving, mostly. You remember your birthday?
Oh, yeah. No, I... I remember. I was very disappointed, and I thought I made that point, but it's clear we need to have another discussion.
Well, we already did. Remember, you got really mad at me. I said I have no idea what you like, and you said I should figure it out. And then I asked you for a simple list.
I'm not making a list, Dan. I'm not 7.
You said that same thing last time, too.
And that didn't have any impact on you?
Wait, hold on. Are we about to have another fight?
Well, it depends.
Okay, can we just skip it this time? Because I'm not that big into fights either.
Okay, I'm going to say it. I'm just going to say it. I have not been very happy in this relationship lately, Dan.
Okay.
And that doesn't seem to bother you.
Oh, well, I don't want to break up or anything, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, but you also don't want to talk about it?
Not really, no.
Right, okay, so then, yeah, we're breaking up.
What, seriously? Just like that?
Seriously? I mean, what is there to discuss if you won't even talk about it?
Well, I choose not to break up. What about you?
No, this just isn't working. I mean, the first couple of years were so great, and I swear, it's like this last year, you have literally stopped trying.
Fine, you know what? I give up.
Case in point! I can't believe this.
Well, it's your decision.
You used to be a lot nicer.
Sorry, that was the craziest deja vu moment. My ex used to say that same thing. It's weird.
Okay, that's it. I think you should move out.
What? No, no, no. No, I'm gonna stay.
What do you mean, no? No, I found this apartment. I put the entire security deposit down myself.
Technically, that's true. But you remember that family reunion that you had last summer that I didn't want to go to?
Yeah, no, I'm still upset that you bailed on me for that. I mean, my Aunt Monica doesn't even think you exist.
That's a fair complaint. But my point is this. You may recall that it was the same week we had to renew the lease. And so technically, my name is the only one on any of that paperwork now.
You wouldn't.
I thought I was helping you out.
As she leaves the room, he puts his headset on.
Okay, guys, I'm back. Sorry about that.
In the bedroom, she calls her parents.
Oh, honey, I am so sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it was bound to happen sooner or later. Honestly, I don't even know why I stayed with them this long.
Well, then I suppose it's a good thing.
Yeah, except I have to move out.
Well, where will you go now?
I don't know. I mean, I've been looking at listings, but there isn't much available until after the new year.
No, I mean, for Christmas, I don't suppose you're going to Dan's. Why don't you pack up and just come home?
Mom, no offense, but I really don't think I can handle an Evergreen Lane Christmas right now. I'm just gonna use my freaking flyer miles. I'll go somewhere warm and just relax.
No, that can't, no.
Darling, you can't. You come on home. You can relax with us. Your father will be so happy.
He's not too busy remodeling Santa's workshop again?
Oh, no, not this year.
Okay, that was your nervous laugh. Where are you hiding?
Oh, now, what are you talking about, dear?
Mom, you just did it again. Last time you laughed like that, I found out you got rid of all my Beanie Babies.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that, dear. I'm just hoping that you're doing okay with the breakup and everything. It's gotta be hard.
Sure. No, I'm okay. You know what? I think it's gonna be good to come home for a while. Reno, I'm off until New Year's, and I can just relax and eat a million cookies and get some TLC.
I couldn't agree more. It's been a long time since you've come home for the holidays. It'll be so wonderful for you.
Just do me one favor. Please don't pressure me too much to do all the Christmas activities. I really don't think I have it in me right now.
Don't worry, dear. Your father and I will not be pressuring you at all this year, I promise.
All right. Thanks, Mom. I'm just going to finish packing, and then I can probably be down there by dinner time.
Tomorrow, darling.
Tomorrow. Your father and I, we've got plans with the Ingebrigtsens tonight, so I think it'd just be better if you came down in the morning. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, it's totally fine. I'll just lock the door and make Dan sleep on the couch. Probably going to be playing some virtual ogre fighting thing. I have no idea what he does all night.
Oh, that's wonderful, dear.
Well, I'm going to go tell your father. He'll be so excited.
All right. Bye, Mom.
Bye. Are you sure this is a good idea?
This may be our only hope. Oh. Alpha 9 at Team Kringle. We have a code red and green. I repeat, red and green. All units assemble. Over. Okay, break it down.
It's a red and green?
Yes, it is. Get the tree.
I've got the tree.
Can't you pick a tree and pillows at the same time?
The tree.
Cars drive along a highway near a mountain.
You've reached Jess's phone. Leave a message.
Hey, it's me. So believe it or not, I am driving down Main Street. Yep, I'm home. Listen, we have so much to catch up on, but just call me or come by whenever you can. All right, talk to you soon.
Neighbors decorate.
Come on, guys. If you put your backs into it, you won't feel the cold.
Well, they should have layered. Guys,
please, watch the tulip beds, please. They are very delicate.
Did you hear the lady? Ah, perennials. So finicky, yet so delightful.
Okay. There you go.
A man holds traffic once.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Okay. Sir.
The man waves to allow the woman's car onto Evergreen Lane.
It's there.
Okay. Thank you.
A neighbor waves.
Oh, hi. Welcome home.
Proceed with phase two. Repeat phase two. Over.
More neighbors notice the car.
Oh, look, here comes Emily.
Right on schedule.
She hasn't been home for the holidays in years.
She doesn't have any idea, does she?
Not a clue.
Buckle up.
Emily pulls into her parents' driveway and parks. On the porch, her parents shiver in Christmas-themed short-sleeved shirts. They grin broadly as they wait.
Oh, what's with the get-ups?
In the kitchen.
You're moving to Florida.
That's the plan.
But why?
Well, because it's
Uncle
warm
Dino
there.
Lives there.
We can golf around.
A bunch of my college friends are still there.
Oh, I cannot believe this.
Oh, honey, it's not like we're dying. We're just moving to Florida.
We're taking our talents to South Beach.
But when?
As soon as we find a place.
You mean like online or what?
That must be our cab to the airport.
Airport? You're literally leaving today?
Yes, sweetie. Our flight leaves in 3 hours.
Know how your mother needs to be early.
What's wrong with being a little early?
Nothing. The airport is 40 minutes from here.
If there's no traffic.
When is there ever any traffic?
Mom, you didn't think it was important to mention to me that you were moving to Florida when we spoke on the phone?
Honey, we weren't talking about us. We were focused on you. And you said you wanted to come home for the holidays. Well, here you are.
No, I wanted to come home to be with you guys. Remember the cookies and the TLC?
We'll be back by New Year's, and in the meantime, you can make cookies, you can bake all the cookies you want, and the neighbors will be so happy to see you.
You'll get so much TLC, you won't know what to do.
You know what? I'm already packed. I'll come with you.
Honey, we want you to be here. You need to decompress and take some time to yourself to get over the breakup with David.
Dan,
right. Now, what better way than to do it right here at the home that you grew up in?
Yeah, but this isn't home without you two.
Sweetie, I know it's hard, but you'll have everything here you need.
What about the neighborhood? I mean, the neighborhood needs you. You guys created the HOA rules for Christmas, after all. You can't just move to Florida and leave everything behind. That is ridiculous.
Your mother and I believe that Florida is the place that needs us the most. Some lucky HOA has a hurricane of Christmas coming their way.
They won't know what hit them.
That's for certain.
Oh, come on, honey. Do it for us. It would mean so much to us if we knew you were taking care of the house. And we don't want to let the neighbors down.
She's right. Just think of it as your Christmas present to us.
Fine. Just promise me you'll be back by New Year's.
Oh, you have our word.
Okay, try to enjoy one last Christmas in the neighborhood.
Oh, I thought I told you that's exactly what I was trying to avoid.
And it'll be just what the doctor ordered.
Really? I think I'd like a second opinion. Wait, where are all the decorations?
In the garage, waiting for you.
Yeah, but why aren't they up yet?
We got a late start. Bye, honey. Have fun. Oh, almost forgot.
See ya.
Emily's dad tosses her the keys and climbs into a cab. As the cab leaves Evergreen Lane, a neighbor carves an ice sculpture with a chainsaw.
Hey! You want to ride the lightning?
No, I'm good.
Party pooper!
Later, Emily walks to the front door. On the porch, a man writes on a clipboard.
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jared Farnsworth. I'm looking for Emily Melrose. Is she here?
I'm standing right here.
No.
Do you actually not recognize me?
Well, see, that's impossible, because you do have her unforgettable smile, but I mean, the Emily Melrose I know would be about, let's see, 5'7", 5'8", by now?
You know what, it's really interesting, because I recognize the freckles and the steel blue eyes, but the Jared Farnsworth I remembered had, legs that were as skinny as his arm, so he clearly can't be him.
You win. Welcome home.
It's good to see you.
Me too.
Hey. So, how'd you know I was here?
Well, that's the Evergreen Way. See, all eyes have been on you since you passed the point of the mountain.
Wait, really?
I'll never tell.
Oh. Okay. So, are you here visiting your mom?
Well, I live here now. Just up the block.
Oh, you have got to tell me the truth. How do you do it?
How do I do what?
How do you deal with everyone, including my parents, being so over the top with the whole Christmas thing?
Oh.
I mean, everyone is just so gung-ho with the decorations and the activities, and the HOA is so strict.
To be honest, I love it. And your dad has been such a mentor to me for my first year in office.
Wait, office?
And I promise I'm not going to let it go to my head. But as a newly elected president of the HOA, I want to formally invite you to the kickoff to the Christmas countdown.
Is that the overly massive tree lighting ceremony? Really? When's that?
Tonight.
Oh. It's a little late in the season to be lighting the tree, isn't it? I mean, Christmas is in a week.
Rest assured, I have my reasons. Scheduling this many board members is no easy feat. In fact, I still don't know how your dad did it with such perfect balance. So, anyway, can you come?
You know what? I just remembered I have plans. I'm seeing Jess Wooley. You know her. She married Kevin Van Orden, and they have this adorable little girl now.
Yeah, Jess. 80s retro, always wears a beanie. Cool mom.
That's oddly specific.
Oh, and her daughter loves that Darla Do-Good doll.
Right. You're scaring me. How do you know all this?
I call it the Santa sense. That and they're heading up the walkway.
Jared opens the door.
Hi! Hi. Hi. Jared Farnsworth.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, Darla. Good to see you.
What is going on here?
Well, Emily just informed me that you guys won't be able to attend the Christmas tree lighting.
I want to go.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay. I guess we'll be seeing you there after all.
I sensed that was coming. See you guys tonight.
Is that an invitation to the tree lighting?
No, it's a notice for insufficient Christmas decor.
Oh, welcome back to Evergreen Lane.
At night in the living room.
I still can't believe you live on Evergreen Lane.
Well, I don't live here, but I grew up here.
Hey, are you sure you're okay staying here by yourself? You can always crash with us.
I'm fine. Besides, my parents want me to look after the house anyway, and I think it'll be good to spend some time by myself and try and figure out why I spent the last 3 years of my life with Dan, knowing that our relationship had no future.
Because he was nice at the beginning. But honestly, I think the jerk in him was just waiting to come out.
I know.
You really dodged a bolt there.
And yet I still got wounded. You know what I need? I need to just take a bunch of hot baths. Mm-hmm. I need to sleep in till 10 o'clock every morning and sit in front of that fireplace in my cozy pajamas and watch Christmas movies on repeat.
Yes, that sounds perfect.
I think they're about to start.
You guys want to go?
Let's go.
Outside at a Christmas tree lighting.
Emily Melrose? What a wonderful surprise.
Hi, Melinda, Mary Louise, Bob. You guys remember my best friend, Jess, and this is her daughter, Nicole.
Hi. We're so glad you could make it.
Well, Jared invited us.
He's an architect.
And a darn good one.
And handsome, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, stop, you two. The last thing Emily needs is a couple of matchmakers.
I thought she just got dumped by that loser boyfriend of hers.
First of all, I dumped him, Bob. And second of all, how did you hear that?
Belinda, of course. She always spills the tea.
I'm so sorry. Your mother made it seem like it wasn't a secret.
Oh, that checks out. You know what? She's right. I don't have anything to hide. But I do want to just kind of fly a little under the radar this Christmas, if you know what I mean.
Good luck with that.
Well, we'll see you at the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's go see that tree.
On a stage in front of a Christmas tree, Jared high-fives an eager crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is December, and as you all know, we gather to light the neighborhood tree, and I am very sorry to say that we're a little late this year.
A little? Couple weeks?
Stop.
We talked about this, Ned. It was the best time for everyone, so thank you for that.
I've been free for the last 2 weeks.
You've been free since the 80s, okay? Go ahead, Jared, please.
Anyway, I want to thank all of you for your efforts, your energy this year. One announcement that I have to make, though, it's the first time in the history of the HOA's 30-year existence we will not see Gail and Albert Melrose. Aww. But their daughter Emily has come home for the holidays. So everyone say hi to Emily. Oh, reminds me, quick announcement, there will be an HOA meeting at 8 a.m. Can you fill in for your folks?
Me?
We'll call it 7:45.
Yeah.
Perfect. Emily Melrose, ladies and gentlemen, lovely.
So much for sleeping in.
All right, everybody. You know what this is. Without further ado, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The tree stands on lit.
Jared, come on.
No.
Is it broken?
Ned, you said this worked.
It worked when I did it.
Okay. Ned, let it. It's going to be fine, everybody. I'm sure it'll be fine. You know, this never happened when your parents were in charge. I don't want to blame you, but I am.
As Jared and Ned fight over a remote, the tree lights up.
With my fair Iceman, la 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 la. No one makes him fast as I can, la 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 la. First the head and then the shoulders, la 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 la.
In the morning, Ned carves a nice sculpture as Emily wakes up.
What?
Later, she sips from a mug as she peers through a window. Outside, fresh snow blankets Evergreen Lane. Emily leans forward, staring in disbelief.
What?
Outside, Jared tromps through the snow toward the front porch. Still dressed in her pajamas, Emily walks toward the door. She slips her phone from her pocket. As Jared lurks in a bush and writes notes, Emily opens the door and holds her phone to her ear.
Hi, 911. Yes, I'd like to report a very strange man wandering around my property.
Oh, I'm not strange. And you're not on the phone with 911.
No, but I will be if you don't tell me what you're doing here.
Jared climbs out of the bush and joins her on the porch.
I'm just checking out some stuff.
What kind of stuff? HOA stuff?
Yeah, how'd you guess?
Because my dad used to sneak around people's houses looking for violations, too.
Such a legend.
What does the HOA think about noise levels in the morning?
It's actually a very strict policy. Nothing above 90 decibels before 9 a.m.
Okay, so it's 7:30.
Oh, every week except the week before Christmas, so.
Yeah, well, that figures. All right, so what'd you find?
Everything is very detailed in that notice I left you last night.
You mean the notice that was intended for my parents to handle?
They're out of town, so everything kind of falls on you.
Jared, are you serious?
Bylaw 25.12, if the owners are not present or otherwise incapacitated, they may nominate a surrogate or next of kin to fulfill all holiday obligations. Read up on that, Buttercup. This one's for you.
Okay, now see, that's the thing. I came here to get away from any and all obligations.
That puts me in quite the pickle. See, everyone takes Christmas very, very seriously around here. Maybe you can tell them at the meeting because, you know, I told them you would be there, so, yep.
Because I was pressured to say yes in front of the whole town. Not cool.
Emily. Emily. Wait, I'm sorry. You're right. I shouldn't have done that. Can we just talk about it?
What do you mean talk about it?
That thing that two people do when they want to solve a problem, right?
Okay. You know what? Great, let's talk about it. I think Christmas should be about having fun. I don't think it should be about attending HOA meetings or writing citations. In fact, I think the word bylaw itself should be banned for the entire month of December. So can you please just let me enjoy the holiday in my own way?
You're right. You're right. It's Christmas time. It's hardly the time to think about the wants and needs of others.
Emily shuts the door.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Could you just go away?
There's no bylaw against early caroling here on Evergreen Lane. In fact, it's encouraged.
Well, can you make an exception, please?
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge.
Jared falls as Emily opens the door.
Fine, you win. I'll go to the meeting. If you promise to not sing that song for the rest of the week or the rest of my life ever.
Okay.
She extends a hand to help him off the floor. Jared straightens the collar of his coat. He slips a handbook into Emily's coat pocket as they walk together.
So the word on the street is you're an architect.
That's right.
What kind?
House remodels, mostly.
Did you remodel your house?
I did, for absolute optimal holiday cheer. Even put in the extra wide fireplace.
Why extra wide?
Santa, of course. What do you do?
I am a freelance copy editor.
That makes sense. You were always a great writer. In fact, do you remember in fifth grade, you wrote a story about a little girl who asked Santa for it to be Christmas every day?
Wait, you remember that?
Pick up the pace, you lollygaggers!
A snowball hits Jared.
Come on! T-minus 2 minutes of counting! Let's do it! Let's do it! Let's do it!
Gotta love his enthusiasm.
Yeah, his aim isn't bad either.
At the meeting.
All right, team, listen up. We have 6 days until Christmas, and as you can see, lots of fun still to be had. Now, I just want to make sure our event managers are up to speed on what they need to do. Now, first off, let's see. Christmas cookie contest this afternoon.
Check.
Check. Thank you, Mom. Hot chocolate prepped for the visitors.
You know this.
Trophy for the winner.
Locked and loaded, but I don't know why we don't just give it to her now.
Don't be hasty, Ned. It's anyone's game.
Lastly, we have the illustrious snowman Tableau. Now we know that Gail and Albert are down in Florida, so we may need someone to fill in for them.
Why don't we have Emily do it? That way it can stay in the family.
Oh, now that's a wonderful idea.
No.
Well, hold on. Let's see what Emily has to say. Emily, what do you think?
I'm just a little confused.
It's an exhibition of frozen humanity followed by a no-rules snowball fight. What's to explain?
Now, I'm well aware of what the event entails. I still have slight hearing loss from the time I took a shot to the eardrum in 2012.
You said you forgave me.
Say it louder, Ned. That might be the year.
You said you forgave me.
Right. What I'm confused about is why my parents didn't find someone to cover this if they knew they were going out of town.
Yeah, well,
Why?
You know what? I'm sure they could walk you through it. I mean, you have plenty of time.
How much?
36 hours.
Plenty of time? That sounds like slight hyperbole.
You do have to enter the cookie contest, and your house still needs to be decorated to code, so yeah, maybe you're right.
I actually don't have to do any of this.
Okay.
Is it me, or did it just get really hot in here?
We don't want you to miss out on any of the fun, Emily. Wait a minute. Why don't Pamela and Emily co-manage the event?
You know what? I'll just do it by myself. That'll be so much easier.
Oh, I'm totally fine with that. That's a great idea.
Then Emily wouldn't have the satisfaction of participating. I think co-managers is a great idea.
I feel like I finally know what the FOMO feels like. You guys are going to have a blast.
You know what? Can you define FOMO?
Fear of making out.
Sorry about that, Bob.
Oh, please let it be the one where she finds out her boyfriend's actually a prince.
Emily watches a Christmas movie on TV. As she checks her phone, she accepts a video call.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie.
Hiya, sweetie.
Are you guys on a golf cart?
Your father's driving. We're between holes.
Oh, who's winning?
I don't want to talk about it.
How are you?
I'm okay. But why didn't you tell the HOA to have someone else run the snowman tableau?
They must have slipped my mind.
Uh-huh. Well, they've assigned it to me. And they also want me to decorate the house and bake cookies.
That sounds like a perfect Christmas.
Yeah, maybe in some alternate universe where I wasn't ditched by my parents for the Sunshine State.
Oh, come on, honey. It sounds so harsh when you say it like that.
Well, how do you think I feel? I mean, I feel like I'm in Home Alone 4. Stuck in the suburbs.
Don't be so dramatic. I'm sorry about the decorating, but you did say you wanted to make cookies.
No, I said I wanted to eat cookies. A lot of them.
Then make extra.
Please, Emily, at least try to get a baseline of decorations up at the house. Our family has a reputation to uphold.
All right, fine. I'll do it. I'll do my best for you guys.
There's my girl.
All right, I'm just a little worried that my best is not going to be up to par.
Don't worry, neither is your father's golf score.
Ooh.
I told you I will turn it around in the back nine.
Sure you will. That's what you said yesterday.
We agreed. No put down.
You guys, I need help, remember? Me, help, please.
There's a checklist on my desk that should get you right on track.
Going. Have fun, honey. Don't you dare go
Goodbye.
First. I am the wolf still.
Wolf schmolf. Come on.
Oh, goodness. Oh, it's the one in Vienna. I love this guy.
A notice posted on the window reads, "No Nutcracker." As Jared strolls away, Emily opens the front door.
Hold up. Is this another warning?
No, absolutely not. It's not a warning. That's a full-on citation.
For what?
Violation of the Nutcracker Code. It's in your handbook, section 1-5-9-4.
Oh, yeah. I must have skimmed that part.
Every front porch must have a nutcracker by December 19th, which was yesterday, and I'm giving you a bit of wiggle room here, and I don't want to say it's getting ridiculous.
Okay, I didn't even know about the Nutcracker Code.
It's in your handbook.
One second.
I'll wait.
Yeah, just a sec.
Emily grabs a tiny nutcracker from a bookshelf and puts it on the porch, then rips up the notice.
We good?
It is illegal to rip up a citation. Also, your nutcracker needs to be 36 inches from chute to chapeau.
Oh, from chute to chapeau. Is that in the handbook, too?
No. Just my own little flourish.
Okay. So what is the penalty for these citations?
That's up to the HOA president. And should be proportional to the offense.
So what do I get for no nutcracker?
Ooh. Well, that's known as a fix-it ticket, and you get a tall nutcracker, and I will personally tear that up.
And what about the one that I ripped up?
About 2 hours community service. You can start by helping Mary Louise and Bob with their lawn display.
Bob tries to wrangle reindeer decorations.
Hey there, Bob.
Bob waves to Jared.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Emily crosses the lawn toward Bob's yard. Later, she arranges reindeer in front of Santa's sleigh while Bob sits in a lawn chair.
So what was wrong with this spot for Dasher and Dancer?
Nothing. I just wanted a second opinion.
Oh, okay. Well, would it be all right if I maybe stake down the rest of the reindeer in the meantime?
Well, if Dasher and Dancer move, everything's going to change.
Oh, excellent point.
Well, okay. The cookies are in the oven, and where were we, Bob?
Dasher and Dancer.
Okay. Hi, a little to the right.
Okay.
Okay, and a little forward. Yeah, and then a little to the right. Yeah. And now to the left.
Okay.
To the left.
Oh, boy.
To the left.
Sorry, just a sec.
Emily trips in the snow.
What do you think, Bob?
About what?
Emily spits out snow. Later, the display stands upright.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, it's perfect. Thank you.
Oh, happy to help.
Really? I thought Jared cited you with community service.
True, but you know what? It was a pleasure.
We'll thank Jared later. He's an architect, you know.
That has been mentioned, mm-hmm. Yes.
And you let us know if you need any help with your decorations.
You know what? I had a question. Did my parents really not put up any decorations?
Well, as a matter of
fact... Bob doesn't remember, do you, Bob?
She's right. I don't remember. Neither of us do.
Okay. No. All right, well, I gotta go bake some cookies, so see you later.
Stop mentioning Jared. You're gonna jinx it.
In the kitchen.
Oh, I can't believe we have less than 2 hours to finish these. I should have started this before you guys came over. Oh, what is it now?
Go on. We can mix the batter.
Okay. The sugar is right there in the medium canister.
Got it.
Ready to make some cookies?
Yeah.
Emily opens the door.
Pamela, what's up?
I was wondering when you'd like to meet to plan the snowman parade.
Right. How about, later tonight?
No. I never plan anything after the cookie contest.
Oh, okay. Why not?
If I lose, I will be in no condition to do anything.
Good for you for being honest.
But I've never lost.
Right, no, of course. Okay, so, if you win...
If I win?
Sorry. No, I mean, when...
Okay, don't jinx me.
Right, just... But
please.
I was just gonna... How about when the whole thing's over? You know, we'll just check in with each other, right? And we'll see if you're in a happy place. And if you are, then we can meet up. How does that sound?
It's fine.
Okay. Whew, good. Okay, I'll see you there.
Great. Your nutcracker is too short.
I'm aware.
Emily returns to the kitchen.
So what are you going to do after the holiday? I don't know. I'll probably just camp out here until I find a place... I'm sure my parents would love having me around.
Well, so would a certain HOA president.
What? Oh, give me a break.
What? I saw the way he was looking at you at the tree lighting.
What? Come on.
Like you were the only woman on Evergreen Lane.
She's right. I noticed it too.
Wow. I didn't even know you were listening.
She is always listening.
At the Christmas cookie contest, neighbors taste colorful sugar cookies. Tray after tray of perfectly iced cookies line a table. Emily, Jess, and Nicole arrive with a red cookie tin.
I'm out of my league.
How could you know it was going to be the Great British Bake Off?
Oh, it's always this crazy. These folks don't understand the meaning of the word amateur.
Well, don't feel bad. I am sure that these hold up.
Nicole tastes a cookie.
Yuck.
Nicole, I'm sure that it's fine.
Are you sure that it was sugar in the medium canister?
Label the jars.
Is that a Salt Lake specialty?
The classic. Did you know that English shortbread is the forerunner of the modern American sugar cookie? Yeah, there's another school that says it goes back to Plaches, Mesopotamia, 2,000 years ago. But I am not of that school. This was originally formulated in Sussex by the chef de cuisine of the Archduke of...
Sorry, are you allergic to nuts?
No.
Milk?
No.
Shellfish?
No.
What are you allergic to?
Sulfites.
Bummer. Sulfites are the secret ingredient.
And a lot of salt.
Cool.
Disappointed, Ned walks away.
Mom, can I have a real cookie?
Yes, please do.
You should.
Divine.
Can I have a bite?
Thank you.
It looks really good.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's time.
A banner reads, Christmas Cookie Contest.
Okay, you all brought your A game, but the votes are in, and I know it was hard to choose a favorite from among so many glorious recipes, but we do have to crown a winner for this year's Christmas Cookie Contest.
Ring-a-ding-ding, baby, it's game time.
Third place goes to Ned Broadhead. Third place, that seems right. Third. Spicy ginger snaps were a first for me. What was the secret ingredient?
Nepalese ghost peppers, baby.
That'd do it. All right, second place. We never want second. Missy Cartwright. For her sumptuous and rich eggnog truffles. But the winner, first place, once again for her perfect pecan stockings, is Pamela Bevins.
Thank you.
Would you like to say a few words?
Yeah.
Let's keep her hydrated, shall we? Okay, thanks for coming, everyone. I hope you saved some Christmas cookies for Santa, because he'll be here in 6 days.
Jared punches the air excitedly. Pamela throws her cup.
Never seen anything like that. Oh, just look. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I never stood a chance, did I?
No.
Pam poses in photos.
Oh, Pamela, hi. Congratulations.
Thank you. I am now prepared to confirm our planning meeting for later today.
Oh, good. Are you sure you're okay, though? Because you seemed kind of emotional.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Besides, victory gives me purpose.
Okay, then. All right, how about, I don't know, what time works for you this evening?
Well, I feel it's best to take advantage of the daylight hours. We don't want to appear like a couple of lackadaisical Leslies, do we?
Oh, quite the contrary. You know, I had some Christmas stuff that I was going to do, Christmas activities, but why don't we say around 4?
Okay, I'll put around 4 in my calendar. Helen, we're leaving.
Yes, Mom.
No, Mommy's got to be somewhere around 4.
Why does she make me so nervous? Because she's a bona fide ice queen. Elsa's got nothing on her.
Hey, as long as we can't talk to you in private.
Sure. Yeah, I'll go find Nicole.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I'm not really sure how to tell you this, but seems like you've caused quite the scuttlebutt.
Oh, scuttlebutt? What kind of scuttlebutt?
Big ol' scuttlebutt. But see, the thing is, it's like after the Christmas tree lighting and then the cookie contest, visitors that are outside the lane, they've been a little disappointed at your lack of decorations.
Outside the lane?
Mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. You know what? I don't want to be a sword thumb.
Mm-mm.
And I promised my parents I would do the minimum.
So when can you start?
As soon as I can get the bins off the shelves in the garage.
That's all it takes?
Yeah.
Jared grabs a walkie-talkie.
Attention all available units. Rendezvous at Melrose Manor. Stat. Operation Deck the Halls is a go. Over.
What is happening?
A team of neighbors wear Santa hats and carry tools as they cross the lane. Ned and Jared fist bump. With a toss of his head, Jared flips his Santa hat. The team strides onward, ready to decorate. As the Melrose's garage door slides up, the team waits for Ned's direction. Some of the younger neighbors climb up ladders toward shelves. Then they begin to pass red and green storage totes down to Ned.
Snowflakes, they're heavy. The bells! They're ringing. I don't see any smiles here. We're working, but we're having fun.
What is going on here?
This is classic storage configuration. We'll have you sorted out in no time.
Nice.
Last one. Great job. Oh, it's the Nutcracker.
Thank you.
Oh, one of the best in the neighborhood.
Oh. Coming with me.
As Emily carries a nutcracker, neighbors decorate the porch. Emily places the regulation-sized nutcracker near the porch steps.
I think this should bring me up to code.
We'll see about that.
Go ahead.
With a tape measure, Jared measures the nutcracker.
42 inches. Someone's been reading their handbook.
Well, not exactly, but it does make a good doorstop.
At night, everyone stands on the sidewalk.
Care to do the honors?
As Emily plugs in Christmas lights, the Melrose's house lights up.
Nice work.
You too.
You three.
Emily steps away from Jared and Ned.
This is amazing. Thank you so much, everyone.
Now all you need is a lawn display.
You know, I have an extremely rare taxidermy set of 9 adult reindeer. They're beautiful.
You just say the word, and I will just wrangle those puppies out of that parking garage ASAP.
Well, as lovely as that sounds, I think you've really done enough already.
What?
Oh, no. I am so grateful for your help, really. So grateful. It's just, you know, I kind of need to decompress. That was a lot.
You sure? I mean, second wind here.
I'm totally sure.
You know how to find us.
Yes, I do. This is just incredible, really. You know, it just reminds me of exactly what it looked like when I was little. You know what? I'd love to have you all inside, and I can make you a cup of cocoa as a token of my appreciation.
Jared and Emily stand alone.
What just happened?
I think it's a Christmas miracle. I'll take you up on that cocoa.
But people just...
It's great.
Very strange.
Near a fireplace.
Santa, I am your father.
Got the hot cocoa.
Jared drops toys, suddenly serious.
Oh, great.
Hey, that was really fun. Thank you for getting everyone to help out.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? They wanted to do this.
Yeah, I gotta chill out there.
Yeah. This chair's freezing. I'm gonna come and join you. Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, I always thought my parents were just so pushy, making everyone follow all of these rules and do all of these activities, but I'm starting to realize I think people always wanted to.
They live for this. Like, think about how many lives your parents changed by giving them these amazing memories all these years.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, do you still have those old Polaroids from me and you together at the Christmas carnival?
Oh, they have to be here somewhere. I mean, my parents threw everything out that was old, unless it was right. Christmas related, but, I bet they're stored away somewhere. I'll have to look for them. Yeah.
I've gotten pretty close with your parents since I moved back here. And you know what they talk about more than anything else?
Easy. Christmas.
No, it's you. Every time I see them, it's, oh, did you see that new article that Emily edited for that amazing magazine? Or, oh, Emily took us to this fantastic restaurant. Or, she's taking kickboxing now, and she's a blue belt.
Purple belt? Purple belt. Hmm? And they really shouldn't have told you that. That is my secret superpower.
Oh. Well, that's just the angel on top of the Christmas tree. I know all the dirt.
Really?
For instance, your favorite sandwich is a frozen peanut butter and jelly. That's gross.
You have to try it.
No. You are afraid of basements, but not attics.
I have my reasons.
Okay. You are shamelessly, unapologetically in love with Nickelback.
Chad Kroeger was my everything. I mean, that hair.
You good? Did it lose you?
I'm good, but this has gotten a little strange. Yeah, you kind of know a lot about me.
Well, your parents go on and on and on and on about you, so.
Honestly, sure. They go on and on about you. The whole neighborhood does.
That's nice. Yeah. When I moved here, they did welcome me with arms wide open.
That's Creed.
You would know.
Oh, no. I can't stay here.
Yeah, I'm on fire, so...
No, I have to go. I totally forgot about my meeting with Pamela.
Oh, go. I'll let myself out.
Really? Are you sure? I'm sorry, but I'll see you soon, right?
Absolutely. We'll
hope
so.
Yeah, soon.
As Emily heads out, Jared moves away from the fireplace and picks up a toy.
Oh, sorry about that.
Pamela's home glows with Christmas lights as Emily waits outside.
Pamela, hi. I am so sorry. I was decorating the house with Santa's helpers and I just lost track of time.
I'll say. It's 5:23.
I know. I'm sorry.
We agreed on 4.
We did say around 4.
Is 5:23 around 4?
Well, it's better than 6:23, isn't it?
Is this the lady that made you fill up the swear jar?
Oh,
You know what, sweetie? Why don't you just go on inside and play with your dolls, okay?
I brought my dad's checklist.
Emily unrolls a list.
He used this checklist for the event for years.
Then you already have a roadmap.
Yeah. It's just that, I don't know if you could see this part. It's 3 feet long.
Yeah.
But I really think we could do it all if we just, like, divvy it up and do this together.
You know what? That is a great idea. How about you do everything on the list, and then you tell me when you're done?
Okay, you're still mad, I can tell. I am so, so sorry. But the entire neighborhood, they all came out. The neighborhood came out to help me, and I just got carried away. But I was carried away with the Christmas spirit, you know?
Okay, nice try.
But I'll make it up to you.
How?
I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Actually, yes. You've got tiny, dexterous hands. Come on in. I need you and your cute little baby hands to thread popcorn.
Oh, Maya, that's a lot of popcorn.
Yeah, I need to hot glue stockings for my daughter's Girl Scout troop. We can go over the list while you thread all that popcorn. Don't move a muscle. I'll be right back with my hot glue gun. Don't eat it!
Emily begins to string popcorn. Later, Pamela reads the list.
Okay, you know, if I'm being completely honest, I've always wanted to take a crack at your dad's list. I've just always admired his organizational skills. Look at this. Okay, get required permit from HOA. We can do that. You know what? I'm going to talk to Oscar Parcell about the parking. He likes to be courted.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I'll bring over my cookies. He'll be great. Okay, pick up extra gloves from Community Donation Center. We can do that.
Ow,
stop. Don't
ow.
Stop. Go through it. Push through the pain.
In the morning, Emily and Pamela pull wagons.
Good morning.
Look who's right on time. How you feeling?
You know what? I woke up with a bit of a crick in my neck. I think I must have slept wrong or something.
I think it's the way you were stringing the popcorn last night.
Really? What do you mean?
Correct posture and regular chiropractic adjustments are a must. I wrote my dissertation on it.
Wait, you have a PhD? Wow, in what?
Arts and crafts. Huh. With a minor in scrapbooking.
Wow.
Easy.
A nice sculpture.
Don't you break on me. I mean it. There you go. Ah.
Oh, that is amazing.
And a few days late.
Perfection is worth the citation.
Okay, good morning, Ned.
Good morning.
We're just going around the neighborhood trying to get donations for the snowman tableau.
Of course. What you need?
Really anything. Buttons, carrots, beanies, you know, old clothing, anything you can think of.
Oh. I've got 12 hazmat suits. You can make a post-apocalyptic gang of snow people.
Okay, you know what? Just get us a few carrots and an old beanie, Ned, okay?
Your loss. You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, I do.
Pamela points to the ice nutcracker.
Okay, you know what? That's just dangerous.
How?
Well, some poor kid is going to get his tongue stuck on that.
Why would he be licking it?
I don't know how kids think. They like to lick stuff and eat stuff off the floor.
Jared opens a shed.
Is that coal?
Yep.
Are you actually burning?
No. More of a green energy guy.
Then why do you have coal?
Stocking stuffers.
You mean like for the naughty kids?
Yeah, but I don't have the heart to put them in anyone's stocking, so I'm mainly just using these snowman eyes.
And we wonder why we're single. Okay, don't.
Have you been on the naughty list?
No, I've never been on a naughty list ever.
Santa says otherwise.
He would never say.
Are you sure?
Okay, stop it. Not you.
She seems frustrated.
All right, you know what? Fine, we'll take it. Just put it in the wagon.
Why is she yelling at me?
Stop that!
She yells a lot.
Don't do that!
So how long have you lived here?
5 years in November.
Where did you live before?
In Highland. I would bring my daughter here every Christmas season. It was her favorite thing to do. My husband, he travels a lot for work and sometimes during the holidays, so we would come here to be part of a community. I told Ned to cut these.
Trees.
That's really sweet. Is he traveling this holiday season?
Yes and no.
What do you mean?
He had an unexpected trip come up, and before he could figure out his work schedule, all the flights back to Salt Lake were booked solid. It's the busiest time of the year, you know, holidays and ski season. So the earliest he can get back is the afternoon of Christmas Day.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry.
No. It is what it is. And at least we've got Evergreen Lane.
Jared pops a letter in the Melrose's mailbox.
But, no. No. What are you doing? Is that another citation?
No. No citation. Invitation to my annual White Elephant Party.
Be warned. It can get pretty competitive. A couple years ago, the police had to come break it up.
Yeah, if Ned's there, just don't bring power tools.
Still gives me night terrors.
How you doing?
Comes and goes.
Did I say great little donations?
Yeah, people were really happy to help. And it was nice. Pamela and I had some really nice quality neighbor time.
Oh, actually, we're not neighbors. It's your parents' house.
Oh, true.
Yeah. But you know what? I didn't hate it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So, you know, I'll just go through all the stuff and organize it in the bins. That way you can go be home with Helen.
It's really nice. Okay. Please keep the carrots away from the hats and the mittens.
Absolutely.
That's a vegetable. They're fabric.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Oh,
got it.
Great.
Okay.
Pamela crosses Evergreen Lane.
What a 180, huh?
Yeah. Please don't jinx it.
Oh, no. I didn't want to say this when she was around, but, there's your citation.
For what?
No lawn display.
I don't know if you noticed, but I was kind of busy fulfilling my obligation to the HOA by collecting things for the snowman tableau.
Actually, I did notice. That's why the penalty's been reduced. To mandatory attendance to my white elephant party.
Oh, okay. So it's a party I literally can't miss.
That's an excellent way of putting it. Yes. I'll help you.
Okay.
Oh, honey, no, we don't have any. If we kept all the lawn displays from every year, we wouldn't have any room in the house for furniture.
So what did you do with them?
Your father donated them to charity.
And you bought new ones every year?
Yep, and we always had the best ones, didn't we? Remember that 10-foot-tall polar bear?
Do I remember it? That thing still gives me nightmares.
It was a classic.
Is that Jared?
Yeah, he's helping me out today.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Melrose.
Oh, hi, Jared. Oh, honey. Out together, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, just lovely.
Okay, thank you. Thank you anyway. We're gonna go now.
Bye. Have fun.
Okay, turn it off.
It's off.
No, all the way off, Albert. It's still off. Green.
Green is off.
Honey, are you sure? What if they can hear us?
No,
last time they could hear us.
They can't hear us because it's off. Is that the tea kettle boiling?
Did I make tea?
You did. Emily, I still have all the lawn displays.
What? Are you kidding me?
I can't part with those. They're my most prized possessions.
So where are they?
In a storage locker just outside of town. I'll text you the information. The key is in an empty shoe polish can in the top drawer of my desk. But whatever you do, don't tell your mother.
Okay. No, don't worry. You're very sweet and partially insane. Secret is safe with us.
Take it to my grave, sir.
Okay. Take anything you want, and if anyone asks, you found them at the Salvation Army.
Got it.
Who are you talking to?
And those are my parents.
Legends.
Later, Emily lifts the door of a storage unit crammed with Christmas decorations. Jared's eyes widen with glee.
It's like an episode of Hoarders, Holiday Edition.
It's like a dream.
You know, my dad said the lawn display was the crowning piece of decoration. It's gotta be just right.
Anything inspire you?
Yeah, you know what? Yes.
On the lawn.
So this guy is Ned, obviously. And here we have Mary Louise and Bob. Adorable. Yes. And the elf is Pamela, always hard at work and a little intense. And then here, I'm Rudolph, the new kid on the block who's trying to figure everything out.
And where am I?
Give me that citation pad.
Emily stuffs the citation pad into Santa's pocket.
I'm Santa.
Of course you are. Who else would you be?
Do you know, when I was a little kid, I actually wanted to be Santa Claus when I grew up.
Aw, were you just heartbroken when you found out that wasn't possible?
Well, I have studied and researched the Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3. I am convinced it is still possible.
Ho, 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 everybody!
What happened here? Did a Christmas comet land on your house? Oh. Well, I guess you could say I got into the spirit a bit.
Yeah, this is Clark Griswold, the whole decoration. Did you do this all by yourself?
Hmm?
Jared, help.
Are you her boyfriend now?
No.
Do you want to be?
Nicole, we're just friends.
Yeah, friends.
That's what Hannah said when I asked her if she liked Jaden. Then Braxton saw them holding hands under the lunch table. Have you guys held hands yet?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Don't let her make you feel uncomfortable. We encourage her to speak her mind. You know, you see something, you say something.
Okay, well, this isn't the airport, Kevin. I'm sorry. You don't have to answer that if you don't want to. We made you cookies. We used sugar this time. I hope you don't mind. Oh, nice. Good call. Well, we should head inside. Do you want to join us?
Oh, yes. It's against the HOA rules for me to say no to cookies, so yes.
Okay.
Jared and Kevin shake hands.
Hello.
Later, everyone plays charades.
You know Dasher and Dancer and...
Comet.
And Dancer. You're skipping literally the only one.
Dancer. I should have gotten it.
No!
All right, big guy, let's see what you got. Oh, the Christmas Carlton.
Jared dances.
My turn, finally. Guys, ready for this?
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and I'll pull it down.
Oh, Bing Crosby.
Are you kidding?
Okay, everyone. Welcome to the annual snowman tableau.
Neighbors gather in the daytime.
Pamela and I are so excited you could all make it, and we cannot wait to see what awesome snow people you make. So listen up. We have some carrot for noses, hats, scarves, clothes, buttons.
Coal for eyes.
What kind of coal is it?
Kind that comes from the ground.
No need to be childish. All coal comes from the ground. Is that anthracite or bituminous?
It's for snowman eyes, Ned. Does it make a difference?
Well, maybe not to you.
Anywho, does anyone else have any questions?
No.
Yes, Ned.
Can we use rebar to ensure structural integrity?
Rebar?
Yeah. Currently, it is 41 degrees Fahrenheit, 5 degrees centigrade. Without adequate internal support, my design will not be able to retain...
You know what? Go nuts. All right, everybody. Let the fun begin!
A banner hanging above the street reads, Merry Christmas from Evergreen Lane. Neighbors begin to build snowmen. Soon, Ned's enormous snowman towers over everyone else's. Carefully, Ned stretches up to put a glove on the snowman's stick hand. Emily and Jared smile as they mingle with their neighbors. Then, they build a snowman of their own. Jared adds a pipe to the snowman's smiling face, then adjusts the snowman's black hat.
Well, about tonight's party, there is a dress code.
I brought everything I own when I moved out, so I should be covered. Is it formal or semi-formal or Christmas casual?
Ugly sweater.
Oh, nice. Classy.
Your parents always had the most hideous sweaters. I have no idea where they got them.
Yeah, those were just their regular sweaters.
A snowball hits Jared.
Do you know what this means?
What?
Snowball fight!
Snowball fight! Every man for himself, no rules, no mercy!
A snowball hits Ned.
Fall back! Fall back, regroup! Fall back! You won't have to regret that!
Yeah!
I got one for you, sister!
Snowballs whiz through the air.
Aw, I remember that one. A little much.
Emily browses ugly Christmas sweaters.
Let's see. Oh, just right. Mm-hmm.
On top of a dresser in her parents' walk-in closet, Emily spots a shiny red box. She lifts the box off the dresser. A handwritten tag reads, Christmas memories, do not throw out. Emily sits down on her parents' bed with the box and opens it. Inside, she finds her old Polaroid camera. Smiling, she sets the camera on the bed. In a metal cookie tin, she finds a stack of Polaroid photos. At the Christmas carnival, her parents and their neighbors smile. In a Polaroid photo, Pamela poses in front of a Christmas tree. Later, Emily buttons up a sweater decorated with snowman and Santa. She picks up her camera and a gift box trimmed with gold and red wrap. At night, she arrives on Jared's doorstep. She passes a tall nutcracker on her way to the doorbell. A Santa decoration holds a sign that reads, Santa is in.
Thank you.
Watch this guy.
Hey, I've only had two.
While Ned holds eggnog, Emily snaps a photo on the doorstep.
Is that what I think it is?
I have no idea how I found it, but yes.
Jared wears a Christmas tree sweater.
Oh, wow, this is very impressive.
This whole thing? Internet's a wonderful place. I see you found your parents' stash.
Yes, it's a 1987 classic, I believe.
87, a fine year indeed.
And this is for you.
This is amazing. But what we really need to do is this. Ready? One, two, Santa.
They snap a selfie.
All right, this will go perfectly right next to the other one. I'm sick.
I haven't shared this with anyone, but I've been thinking about installing a retractable roof on my house.
Why?
So I could plant a 60-foot old-growth tree in my living room.
Ned, have you ever thought about therapy?
I've been in therapy for years.
Have you ever thought about getting a different therapist?
Look what I found. There. Almost a perfect recreation.
You still have it?
Yeah. I love that photo. Oh, it's almost singing time.
Emily's eyes linger on their childhood selfie.
Old Tom Powell, who wouldn't go? Old Tom Powell, who wouldn't go? Oh, up on the house top, click, click, click. Down through the chin with good old St. Nick.
Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voice.
Everyone browses photos.
I'm so glad you found these.
That's you, Pam, right?
Yeah, that was during my poncho phase.
You look 19 in that one.
You'd never know it, but Jared's actually very stressed out.
About what?
The Christmas carnival. The Santa he booked had to cancel. Apparently, he sprained his leg.
Oh, no. Well, can't he find a replacement?
No, it's 3 days till Christmas. Everybody's booked. He's already so busy with everything else, I'm worried he's not going to find anyone.
Maybe I could help find someone.
That would be wonderful. I'll tell him you'll take it off his plate. He'll be so relieved.
Maybe Ned could do it.
My record is 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Pain is all in the mind.
Ned holds his palm over a candle.
Keep thinking.
Ned, stop. All right, everyone. It's time.
Oh, yes. Okay. It's time.
On your turn, you can either take a wrapped present or you can steal from someone else. But there's a twist. Pay attention, Ned. The lightning round, where you have 10 seconds for one final swap. Ready? Who has number one?
I do.
Take it away, Mom.
Belinda chooses a wrapped gift.
Okay. I didn't want that one anyway.
Drum roll.
Belinda holds an electronic gadget.
What is it?
It's a top-of-the-line condensation monitor.
Well, sorry, Belinda. No one's trading you.
What's wrong with you people?
Bob grins as he puts on a pair of fuzzy children's earmuffs. Jared helps Mary unwrap a Ninja Speedy rapid cooker and air fryer.
Okay, don't attach. Don't anybody think about trading them.
Ned gleefully unwraps a package of Atlantic salmon. Pamela chooses Emily's wrapped gift. She tears the glittery gold paper off, then puts on her new beer helmet. Emily unwraps a rainbow lava lamp and hugs the box to her chest. Jared unwraps a pair of fluffy bunny slippers. Using the coffee table as a runway, he models the slippers with his Santa hat, Christmas tree sweater, and jeans. Another neighbor unwraps a framed photo of Jared. As Belinda immediately claims it, everyone laughs. Emily rises from her seat and trades the lava lamp for Jared's bunny slippers. She lifts her arms and wiggles the slippers in victory. Then Ned dives over the back of the couch with his salmon and runs out of the room. Mary defends her air fryer from Pamela. In the daytime, Emily walks outside.
Hey. Hello. How's the checklist coming?
Well, other than about a dozen boxes being empty, it's great.
Well, you can check the Santa box, because I found someone to do it.
What?
Yeah, your mom said you were so stressed and asked if I could help.
Why would she do it? She did?
Yeah, so it took a few hours, but I think I've convinced Kevin to volunteer.
Who's Kevin?
Hello, Jessica's husband. Now, I don't have a Santa suit, but I'm thinking that Pam can help us. I mean, the woman has a PhD in arts and crafts. She can probably whip something up in an afternoon, blindfolded.
She sure could. Yeah, Kevin.
Oh, all calls for applause. Do you have Any idea how hard it is to find a Santa on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
It's like finding the actual Santa.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Well, you don't look happy. I thought you'd be happy.
Yeah, I'm happy. Don't I look happy?
No, you look like I put coal in your stocking.
Oh, it's Christmas time. Of course I'm happy. I'm just a little stressed right now. My mom's right. I have a lot on my plate. But good luck with Kevin, or Pam, or Kevin. Good luck.
Jared busies himself with his checklist as he walks away. Then Emily visits Pamela.
Are you sure about this?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I can make a Santa suit with my eyes shut.
See, I had a hunch you would say that.
Just get me his measurements stem to stern in about 60 to 90 minutes. I'll have him looking exactly like Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, you are a magician. Thank you so much.
It's an advanced degree, not magic.
Right.
Later.
It sounds like you're having a wonderful time.
Honestly, I am. I mean, everyone's working so hard, but this time it doesn't feel like work.
On the phone.
It's kind of magical. I think I finally understand why you and Dad made service such a priority over the holidays.
Your father will be so glad to hear it. He's in a Thai massage right now, but he'll be so pleased to hear that. Tell me, how's it going with Jared?
I don't know, Mom. I mean, he's such a special guy, even though he's extremely quirky and downright goofy sometimes. He's just so sweet. You know, he's so charming.
My man, how's it going with his HOA duties? But go on.
Oh, right. No. He's an excellent president. Very good president. Everyone is really happy with him. I just wish he wasn't so stressed.
Uh-oh, what's he worried about?
Well, the Santa he hired
canceled last minute, and he was too busy to deal with it, so I took over, and I don't think he really appreciated that.
Why not?
Well, when I told him I found someone to
do it, he acted kind of cold. It's like I offended him or something.
Maybe because you did offend him.
What, by trying to help?
By not asking the one person it would mean the most to, sweetie.
Right. Of course. How did I not think of that, Mom?
I guess I've still got some of those mom skills lying around.
Mad mom skills. All right, I gotta go. I have to go fix this.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Gail drops her phone in a pool. Emily sits thoughtfully, then goes to Jared's house. A sign reads, "Santa is out." Emily waits on the doorstep. Jared comes to the door, wearing a solemn expression.
Hello.
No more ho-ho-ho chime?
I disconnected it.
How come?
Just wasn't feeling it.
Well, maybe this will help put you back in the spirit.
What's that?
It's a little nutcracker.
Jared examines the tiny nutcracker.
Still too small.
I know. It's too small for your porch. But it's not too small for your mantle. And that right there has sentimental value.
Him?
Yes. That right there is the beginning of how you got me into the Christmas spirit on Evergreen Lane.
Really?
Yes, and since then, I have had the best week. And that's because of you. You're so devoted to making everyone happy that I foolishly assumed you were too busy to fulfill your true calling this year.
What are you saying to me right now?
That I think you would make the best Santa ever. And I am so sorry I didn't ask before, but I'm here now. Just a girl, standing in front of a boy, asking him to be the most perfect Santa Claus.
I thought you'd never ask.
Jared lifts Emily off the doorstep as he hugs her.
So happy you're happy.
Thank you.
We actually have to get to Pamela's so we can give you your sizes.
Okay.
Yay.
Jared tries on a Santa suit.
Kevin has short arms and tiny hands.
Oh, it's not my fault. The suit was constructed on the measurements I was given.
I know. I am so sorry, Pamela. We rushed over as soon as we could. I didn't think you'd finish it so fast.
Hey, what can I say? I was in the zone.
Well, do you think you could let it out a little?
Oh, sure. It is a Santa suit, after all. I'll just magically add fabric to it.
Yeah, no. Sorry. I was just brainstorming.
Ned has a spare Santa suit. What do you guys think?
Hey, it's no threat out of my bob and go. Go!
I have several, actually. You never know when one will come in handy. Yeah, here is the Barry Manilow Santa. Beautiful. This is the traditional Norwegian Laplander Santa. Darth Vader Santa, very popular.
Okay, what about just a classic mall Santa?
If you must. Yes.
yes, you, sir, are a lifesaver.
Right. Sign here and return in 48 hours.
I live across the street, Ned.
Right, that's why I'm waiving the deposit.
How kind of you.
Sign for the boots as well. Separate entry. Grazie. Is it time?
It's time.
Time for what?
I hereby nominate Emily Melrose to be officially named to Team Kringle as one of Santa's helpers.
I second the nomination. Put the motion to a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion has passed. It is with great pride that I bestow upon you, Emily Melrose, the great honor...
And responsibility
of officially becoming one of Santa's helpers.
Jared puts a hat on Emily's head.
Huzzah!
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 Ned holds a walkie-talkie.
This is not a toy. You have a lot of ground to cover out there, keeping constant communicado, capiche? Never leave a helper without a hand.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Attention, Team Kringle.
Mount up!
Yeah, let's move, move, move! Watch out for the steps, they sneak up on you. Yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go! Get the lead out! North Pole, Christmas tree, move, 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 move! I'll take cinnamon buns, let's go!
A team sets up Santa's chair.
You okay? Got it. Sure you got it.
One Dasher,
one Dancer.
Jared and Ned wiggle their fingers like antlers.
Everything looks great.
Oh, looks so great. Want to take it for a test spin? Oh, come on. It's just a chair.
It's not just a chair. This is where reality is suspended, where children still believe in magic.
It is really special.
Let's give it a test.
Jared settles into the red and gold chair.
You were made for this.
Hope I do it justice.
I'm sure you will. Wow, it's just beautiful.
Couldn't agree more.
He gazes into her eyes.
All right, we have a busy day tomorrow, so I should head home.
Ooh, I caught that.
Caught what?
That right there was the first time since you've been back that you referred to your parents' place as home.
Huh. I guess I did. Night.
Good night.
Jared shifts in his seat. Emily peers at him over her shoulder, then smiles to herself.
Oh, Pamela, I am so sorry about the whole Santa suit debacle. Are you okay?
No. So I just got off the phone with Alan. Looks like there's a winter storm system moving into the East Coast, and it's supposed to hit on the 25th. Good news is my nan at Pittsburgh will have a white Christmas. Bad news is that his flight will most definitely be canceled. And I have to tell Helen, again, that she's not going to see her father on Christmas.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. That's why we have Evergreen Lane. Please, don't tell the others. Last thing I want to do is dampen their spirits.
I won't say a word.
I really didn't want to be alone this Christmas.
As Emily hugs Pamela, Pamela stands awkwardly.
Usually when someone hugs you, hug them.
Pamela wraps her arms around Emily.
It's okay.
At home, Emily dials her phone while she stands near the fireplace.
Hey.
Dan, hi. Hi, it's me. Listen, we need to talk.
In the daytime, kids race toward the Christmas carnival. Smiling neighbors exchange gifts and browse booths filled with crafts, toys, and treats. A dog wears a Santa hat while a woman buys a wreath made from holly berries. At the hot chocolate booth, Mary and Bob serve steaming cups of cocoa to Nicole and Jess.
Here you go, sweetheart. Extra marshmallows.
Thank you.
What time should I take over, Mary?
1:00.
Okay, I'll be back then.
Can we go see Santa now?
Yes, of course, honey.
Ooh, you know what? Let's go now. We'll beat the line. Santa, we're coming for you.
Well, you really seem to be fitting in around here.
You know what? Strange as it seems, I think you're right.
I'm glad to hear it. Does that mean you're thinking of moving back?
Oh, I don't know, but if you have a place for rent, I mean, I'd take a look at it.
Ooh, I'll keep my ear to the ground. I know one girl who'd be very happy to have you back.
It's so nice to be close to Nicole again.
I meant me.
Jared wears the Santa suit.
Thank you, London. Merry Christmas, James.
Merry Christmas. Hmm?
Okay, Trixie, who do we have next?
Well, Santa, you remember Nicole.
Nicole, of course. Merry Christmas to you. Do you want to sit in Santa's lap?
No, thank you.
Okay, a little girl who knows what she wants. Santa loves that.
Why do you refer to yourself in the third person?
That's a great question. The more important question is, have you been naughty or nice?
A little bit of both, like everyone, right?
I suppose.
Look, I know you're not the real Santa. It's okay. We should pretend for all the grown-ups' sake.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Okay, what do you want for Christmas?
Two things.
Hit me.
I'd like some new furniture for my dollhouse. Ideally, Bauhaus or Danish modern.
What else?
I'd like that handsome architect to take my Aunt Emily on a date.
I told you. She's always listening.
See, that is what I call highly effective communication.
Uh-huh.
What makes you think your Aunt Emily wants that handsome architect to take her out on a date?
Well, she said she didn't like him, but you know what that means.
Thanks for the tip, kiddo. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Oh, Trixie, who do we have next?
Pam's eyes widen.
Trixie doesn't care. Alan!
Pamela.
Alan drops his popcorn and dashes toward Pam. The couple shares a passionate kiss.
The storm! How did you get here?
None of that matters now. We're together. That's all that's important.
They kiss again.
What's the story there? Christmas miracle.
At night, Emily walks through the carnival.
Don't stay out too late, you two.
We're waiting up for Santa.
I'm looking at my favorite star.
Oh.
Helen snaps a photo of Emily.
Mom says I'm the official photographer this year.
And you are doing an excellent job.
Thanks, Emily.
Helen takes a photo of Alan and Pam.
You're a true Melrose, Emily. Your parents would be proud.
Merry Christmas.
Pamela mouths thank you to Emily as she and Alan walk away.
How'd you do it?
Do what?
There are no secrets from Santa. How did you get Alan home in time for Christmas?
My ex-boyfriend happens to work for an airline, so I called in a huge favor and got him on the last flight before the storm hit.
Your ex? Thought you said that guy was a jerk.
Oh, he is. Totally. But even the biggest jerk is no match for the Christmas spirits.
That gave me goosebumps. Is that strange?
Coming from you? No. So how was it?
Greatest night of my life.
Aww.
And it's not over. I have a lot of presents to deliver, so no. In fact, do you know where I can pick up some... It's Bauhaus doll furniture.
I feel like the elves could help with that, probably.
That's a good idea. I do have one more request, though.
Yeah, what's that?
How would you feel about going on a date with an architect?
Oh, it depends. Is he handsome?
I know someone who has a framed photo of him. I can show you tomorrow and you decide.
All right. Walk me home.
I gotta get back to the sleigh. Reindeer are a handful this time of night.
The morning sun rises over Evergreen Lane. In Emily's old room, Nickelback tour posters hang on the walls. She sits up in bed.
It's Christmas.
Emily throws off her quilt and tugs on a sweater. In slippers, she races down the hall to her parents' empty bedroom. She pats their bed lovingly, then heads toward the staircase. Garland decorates the banister as Emily walks downstairs. In the living room, a fire glows in the fireplace. Emily smiles to herself as she steps toward the Christmas tree. Beneath the tree, she spots a small gift box. Puzzled, she reaches for it. In the foyer, her parents peek into the living room.
Merry Christmas, honey!
Mom, Dad, what are you doing here?
Well, Florida was fun, but we couldn't be away for the big day.
Oh, I am so happy to see both of you.
The house looks terrific. You did a great job outside.
Yes, the lawn display is very eclectic.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going for.
It's all very familiar somehow.
Really? I don't know. Like father, like daughter, I guess.
Did you remember to put the key to the storage unit back in the shoe polish tin?
Wait, you knew?
I think it's funny how after all these years, you still think you can keep a secret from me.
How was your week, honey?
You know what? It was exactly what I needed.
Really? How so?
I just realized how amazing it is what you guys started here. And I was so proud to be a part of it for one more year, even if it was the last.
Is that it? You're heading back?
I haven't decided yet, but I am thinking about looking for a place in town. I mean, I can work from anywhere, and I miss home.
That's the best news we've heard in a long time.
Indeed.
How about you guys? Did you find a place in Florida?
The good news is we found a condo right next to my brother's. The bad news is their HOA holiday regulations are a total mess.
But don't you worry. Your father and I are already drafting amendments. Mm.
Gail and Albert Melrose just saving Christmas one suburb at a time.
And thank you so much for looking out for the place. It was the best Christmas gift you could have ever given us.
And now we want to give you the best gift we can think of.
Emily opens the gift box.
It's your keychain. I don't get it.
Those are the keys to your new home on Evergreen Lane.
Are you serious?
If you want the house, it's yours.
We can't imagine it any other way.
I mean, yes. 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 Oh, I love you guys so much.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Right on cue.
Let earth receive her King.
The Melrose family goes to the door. Smiling, they open the door for their caroling neighbors.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas.
We've got a big day ahead of us, but come on in for some cocoa.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy New Year.
Oh, I'm messy.
Okay.
Albert watches as Emily grabs her coat. He shuts the door behind her as she joins Jared outside. Jared measures a nutcracker.
Barely 36.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too.
So, thinking about taking their offer?
Well, I mean, the house is amazing. But, kind of on the fence about the neighborhood.
Yeah, yes, a lot of characters.
Yeah, the HOA is very strict.
Well, if you're getting good with their president, he might cut you some slack.
I highly doubt that.
I took an oath to protect this neighborhood, and I'm going to honor it.
That just gave me goosebumps. Is that strange?
Not at all.
Emily picks up Jared's citation pad.
You got a pen?
Always.
I have a citation for you, Mr. President.
I'm sorry. Is there some rule I broke that I'm unaware of?
It's my own little flourish.
That's not how that works.
Punishment isn't too bad.
Let you judge of that.
The citation reads, "Kiss me."
This I think I can handle.
As Jared and Emily sit on the front steps, they share a tender Christmas kiss. In the distance, mountains rise over the snowy landscape. As their kiss ends, Emily smiles up at Jared.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So in the end, Christmas didn't quite turn out like I thought it would. It was better. And I know one new resident who has some ideas for next year's celebration. The countdown is on. It's Christmas.